All right, we're going to do a recording for David here on box four, asking key questions before getting into the question. You know, how do you prep it? How do you prime them? How do you set them up? And so one of the things that I've done, David, is to go through and say, you know, pleasantries, whatever, and then say, you know, we do business a lot different than, and then lay in our competitors or types of business or whatever they think you're there for. And so you're setting yourself apart right at the very beginning of the presentation. Does that make sense?
Can you put it like, I'm told that we do business a lot different than most people you have calling on you.
I don't know. There's a part of that, like, our clients, our customers say that we do business a lot different.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
Because the reason I say that is because, number one, we've got, I don't know who the competitor is in that business.
Yeah, so, again, I'm not sure on that one. There's parts of that that I like because it's a third party saying it. So there's parts of it I like that technique, and there's another part that's like, you haven't tested it. So I'm not sure. So there's a part of me that's very nervous about doing that, but I don't know.
Okay.
And so you could try it and see how it works. And then say, I think the reason that, you know, that we have kind of a three-step process for determining if or how we might be able to help you. So we have a three-step process for determining if or how we might be able to help you. And so step one is to do an examination. And so just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without an examination, I don't know if any of the things we do would be able to help you or not help you until I get to know you, you know, better.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is potential solutions that we might recommend, or I might, you know somebody else that might be able to help you. And then step three is implementation. So the three steps is examination, solution, and implementation. Does that make sense? So what I'm doing is I'm getting building momentum. I'm giving them the process that we use and getting them to buy in to the process.
Perfect.
And they'll almost always say, oh, yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And then I swing back around, and then I say, now, in the examination, it can be a simple short series of questions, or it can be a much more comprehensive, thorough assessment. It's really, you know, up to you. In solutions, what we often find is that, you know, customers like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced, depending on what their needs are, you know, a lot of different factors. And then implementation, some people like to implement very quickly, and other people like to take a longer period of time, which is fine because every solution we recommend is always customized specifically for the individual. So does that sound like a good process that we could use? And they'll always say yes.
Always say yes. Yeah, I bet.
Okay.
And all of a sudden now you've taken the threat out of the conversation.
Right, right. And they understand the process. And so what you then do is say, well, you know, if it's okay with you, I'd like to start by getting to know you and ask you some questions. You know, step one, the examination. And they'll go, okay. And that's when you go into your level one, maybe level two. At the end of that level, before you ever do step two, present solutions, the last question you always ask.
Is there anything that I should have asked you that I have not asked or anything I need to know?
That's exactly right. So is there any other questions I should have asked that I didn't, or any additional information that I should know that I don't know? You have to ask that, because if you don't ask that question and they think you should have asked a question, you lose all kinds of credibility and they won't buy. If they give you any information, then you ask the question again. And if they give you more information, it's not until they say, no, I think you covered everything. That was very thorough. Okay. Now, as I mentioned, you know, the three steps, examination, and then, you know, potential solutions, and then implementation. and then you pause, put some white space, and if they're analytical or amiable, you need to be very, very careful about asking for the sale then and there.
We're not a one call. We're not a one one call sale.
It's very risky.
We're not risky. We're just not that way. It's got to.
Okay.
We got to come back and do more
okay.
work always.
Okay. All right. So in the solution, what you often will do is they want the advanced solution. The basic solution is often a loss leader. It's just to get your foot in the door.
Okay.
And they will want to, if you've done a thorough assessment on them, they will want to do something with you. Especially if you've, this will take a few months to really get up to speed, probably, but to give them input on their personality. So there's a guy today that just earlier, going on a level 2 action vision, is in real estate, has a team of 15 people. And this guy, I'm pretty sure I got the sale. 90% of the sale was because I nailed his personality. And he's like, boy, you nailed me. And he's a driver, amiable on the geo, and analytical, expressive on the pain quadrant.
Okay.
So a very complex, very difficult personality to nail. I mean, he's like all over the place. He's everything. But everything I said just continued to resonate and build rapport. And so I would say over 90% of the sales I get are because of my understanding of personalities and by my freely sharing with them, thoughts about their personality. Because it builds so much trust and rapport so quickly that they connect subconsciously and say, anybody that knows that much about me, I can trust them to give me the right solution. And he said that at the end. It's funny. He says, you know what, Mark? I'm not convinced it's going to help me. I'm not real wild about this and this. He said, but if you think this is going to work for me, you know me, you understand my goals, da-da-da, he says, I trust you, we'll do it.
Well, I've heard that before. That's true. I understand. Now all of a sudden he's got the trust in you and the faith it's going to work and that makes total sense to me.
So getting a better grasp of how to integrate and weave in the difference in personality, and then you get to the next level. You get to the next dimension, and you'll even get to the point of how to service them. And so you'd say, if you did move forward, with this, I know how I should service you. I should service you like this and this and this. And what you'll do is you'll totally warm their hearts. They'll be like, wow. I mean, it's like, because people want to be serviced in a specific way. Like if they're analytical, you say, I would think, and be very careful not to become overconfident. So that's probably one of the things. You won't be at the beginning, but as you gain more confidence, you become overconfident. And so you just go, it would seem like, you might like. So you're always going in, seem like, might like, that, So you're always very careful about what you're saying to them. Does that make sense?
Yep. Well, it's something here just triggered to me, and now I've got to figure out how to put this into my telephone conversations.
Okay.
Because there's some real merit to breaking down the initial wall.
Right. So in that 14 minutes, of level 1, level 2, you're totally exposing everything. And then in the 16 minutes is when you're actually sharing about their personality. And and going through and doing all of that. And that will win them over. And then when you go ahead and close up with, you know, when you close up with, is there any other questions we should have asked that we didn't ask, or any other information we should know that we don't know? And they, nope, everything. Then you say, do you have any questions for me?
Yep.
And so it's funny because this guy, after we did it, you know, he went on the business x-ray, we did the whole thing, went through the whole thing, and then I said, you know, I went through and asked him questions. He said, nope, don't have any other questions. And I said a little bit more. I said, do you have any questions for me? He says, is there any questions that I should be asking that I'm not?
Now, that's that one I found myself doing too. Let me ask you something here. Now, going back to the initial stage where at the end of our initial session, I'm going to ask you to you know, and I'm going to evaluate on my own as well, is ask you to look and see if you think we have a reason to continue forward. How would I tie that in?
I'm nervous about that there.
Okay. Well, good. I'm nervous about it now because you've shown me how you think the ending should go.
Yeah, because if you go ahead, and so he said, well, is there any questions I should be asking you that I'm not? And I'm like, yeah, can you guys build a plan for me? He's like, oh, I figured you'd get to that. I said, well, I like it when the client asks us for that. He says, okay, you know, can you guys build a plan? Sure. So you, ideally you're getting them when, like, after 16 minutes, you know, somewhere between 16 minutes and 30 minutes, somewhere in that period when you go ahead and ask them, and that can be another 6 minutes in, so you're roughly about 22 minutes in, you have 8 minutes left, and so you go ahead and will often say, you know, do you have any questions for me? And they'll often say, well, yeah, this was really cool. Can you help me? I mean, that's what they do. And you say, now that's a great question. You know, I think we can. There's so much going through my head. And like I said at the beginning, you know, often people like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and advanced. And actually, I've got a couple different levels of solutions, really depending on what you're looking for, your budget, you know, what kind of return, how fast you want to go ahead and do it, and being able to go through that. And so you want them, when they say, do you have any questions for me? You want them to, where you've done such a great job of drawing them in, that they're like, yeah, could you help me? I mean, it's just, because then it's all natural. And it doesn't feel like you're in a sales, it's consultative selling is what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly that. I think it was Howard Miller or something that put the term to that.
Cool. All right, so we'll jump to the ladies. Is there anything else in the recording that you might want me to cover?
No,
audio?
So that's terrific. If I get a copy of that, that'll be fantastic.
Okay, I will do that. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300.